And the next practice is the shoulder pose or Kandarasana. And for this practice, you can bend both legs with the soles of the feet on the mat, feet about hip width apart, arms down by the sides of the palms down, and the chin tucked down towards the chest. With this practice, you start with just a little bit of the pelvic tilt motion. So you press the lower back down towards the mat, and it's like you're picking your tailbone up a little bit and squeezing the pelvic floor a little bit to get that movement. And then you just release by pressing the tailbone back down, and the lower back will probably lift a tiny bit. So small movement, rocking the pelvis just forward and back. Getting a bit of mobility into the pelvic area. And then this will move on a little bit to the shoulder pose. So the next time that you press the lower back down and you feel that the tailbone lifts, you can start lifting a little bit more of the spine off the mat. So tailbone, the back of the sacrum, and the lower back starts to lift, and you start to push the hips up a little bit towards the ceiling, starting almost to peel the spine off the mat. And then you start to roll back down, just that way, almost rolling down lower back, rolling down the back of the sacrum, the tailbone, and with that the lower back will probably just slightly come up a little bit, and then you start again. Coming up and lifting up and pushing. And rolling back down. You can just inhale when you're down there, and you just exhale as you press the lower back down and start to pick the tailbone up. And then as you start to lift up higher, you start to inhale again, inhaling and lifting up and pushing up. And then you lower down on the exhalation, rolling down as you exhale down all the way, and then you start to inhale once the tailbone is down, and just let the lower back lift a tiny bit, and again then in your own time. It's coming up and down like that. It's almost in two stages. Next time that you do come up into this, you're going to just stay up breathing for a little bit. But once you're up in it, roll the shoulders out to the sides a little bit, so you feel that you make space behind the back of the neck, and that you can almost come up a little bit higher by doing that. And you're focusing on the strength that's needed to keep the hips up there. The thigh muscles are working. Try not to let the knees kind of splay out to the sides, still having them, almost having an idea of having the outside of the feet parallel. And then on the next exhalation, slow as you can manage, roll yourself down, rolling the spine back down along the mat again. completed that, you bring the knees in towards the chest and just hold them there. Hands outside the knees, just drawing them down. And then you can just turn the head slowly to the right side. And back to center. And to the other side. And back to center. Place both feet, well, keep the knees in for a moment. Take the arms and place them down by the sides with the palms facing down and out a little bit from the body. So the arms are going to be there for support. And for the spinal twist now, you can let both knees down. So trying to keep the knees and the ankles together as much as you can manage. And let both knees, legs down to the side, to the right side. You need to move your hand out of the way to let that happen. But once they're down there, tuck the knees a little bit in towards the belly and take the right hand then and place it on the outside of the left knee. So the knees rest down onto the mat. That's it. And the left arm then, you can take the left arm and you can just move it up and back at a diagonal from the body with the palm facing up. So it's not right alongside the ear. It'll all depend on how much space you have, of course, in the room. But you can have it out at a diagonal from the body. And the head can be tilted towards the left a little bit. Again, making sure it's comfortable and not catching anything. And with the eyes closed, you have complete focus on your breath. And how you can almost trace the spine with the breath. And then you can release the left arm and the right arm and use the arms on the ground to help the support the legs as you bring the knees back up to the center and then down to the other side. So down to the left now. And take the left hand this time, place it on the outside of the right knee, tucking the knees in towards the belly. Quite a tight spinal twist. And the right arm, then you move it up and back, or up, in a diagonal from the body with the palm facing up. And you give yourself time to settle into the position. loosen the right arm and the left hand, and again just bring the knees in towards the belly, just draw them in for a moment. And then you can just stretch the legs out, just lie in Shavasana for a moment.